Vermont State Police have implemented a project to raise awareness about car break-ins at state parks and other outdoor recreation areas. Troopers at the Williston Barracks will check vehicles and place a card on the driver's side window if there are valuables in plain sight. Corporal Andrew Leese, who is leading the Williston Barracks on the project, says it's an effort to raise awareness amid an increase in break-ins.
The reason that we started the project is last year we've had approximately 190 theft cases regarding break-ins as well as burglaries in our area that we cover, which is Chittenden County, some of the towns, and also Lamoille County. So we did see a high number of car break-ins the past 2 years, and this is one of the things we're doing to try and mitigate those ongoing issues because of the heroin and opiate addiction issues and crisis in Vermont.
Why is posting cards on cars an effective method of warning drivers that they shouldn't be doing what they're doing?
A lot of it is education and public relations, community policing. We found that people are going to hiking access points in Vermont, town, state parks, as well as other areas. And when they go out on their hike, they're leaving valuables in plain view. We have educated a lot of the local folks in Vermont regarding those issues, but they're still out-of-state tourists that are coming into the state, and they're not aware of the problems. So what we're doing with the cards is if we see a valuable item, you know, skis or an iPad or iPod or purse, we're putting the card on the vehicle, but we're also staying in the area as well. So we're patrolling, floating around, keeping an eye out on the parking lots, sometimes until they even come back, and then they see us and wave. So we're basically, you know, trying to help people and educate them so that they don't have their valuables stolen.
Corporal, why are you focusing on parks and recreation areas? This must happen pretty much everywhere.
Right. Yeah, it definitely happens in some of the other areas in Vermont. But we're mainly focusing on the parks and recreational areas where we cover right now. The towns that we cover, there's state parks like Mount Philo State Park in Charlotte or Camel's Hump State Park in Huntington, Mills Riverside Park in Jericho, the Notch in Cambridge, Smuggler's Notch area. So those are some of the areas where we see higher levels of people having their cars broken into. So again, this is a process where we're going out, we're being visible, we're talking to people. If we see something in somebody's car, we're leaving the card. And then again, we're staying in the area, you know, floating, being visible, and just educating them like that we do not want to see them leave personal possessions of value in their vehicles in plain view.
Corporal, many cars have darkened windows. Are they safer from break-ins?
In some senses, they are safer. I mean, if it's limo tint, then you're not going to be able to see the belongings in the car. But what we suggest and recommend is that the valuables are out of view completely. So if they can put them in their trunk or if they have a hatchback, they put them in the rear portion of the car or in a glove box where they're not seen at all. Or the other thing is just take the valuables or bag with them on the hike or leave them at home.
What's the best place to put your valuables if your vehicle doesn't have a trunk or a hatchback?
Well, I would say probably the glove box. But, you know, in the back of SUVs even, usually SUVs have tinted windows, they could even have a shirt or blanket or coat back there and put the valuable item underneath a shirt or a coat or a blanket to hide it. But even better is when people do go on hikes, typically they have a bag or a book bag, just take the item with you or, again, leave it at home.
If somebody is robbed, what's the odds of recovering the materials?
It's usually pretty slim. The chances of recovering it aren't very high. A lot of times what these criminals are doing is if they steal, for instance, a designer handbag, we've seen that before, $300 and $400 handbags with vacation cash in them, they'll drive down the road, maybe a mile, and the passenger will typically throw the bag out of the car with the IDs and stuff, and they'll typically keep the cash and maybe a debit or credit card, but most of the stuff is getting thrown out the window. And in terms of laptops and whatnot, if we don't have a serial number to tie that property back into somebody, then it's very hard to tie it back into the owner.
How long do you plan to continue this project?
We'll continue with it through the end of the year and most likely in the future as well if it is successful. Again, 95% of this is educating the public, it's community policing, and we want to get the message out there to people to not leave valuables in plain view in their cars. And if they bring something with them, to take it with them on the hike or simply just leave it at home and don't bring it.
The cards include the Vermont State Police emblem and state, quote, car break-ins have occurred in this lot. Please do not leave valuables in plain view, unquote. Troopers will leave them on driver's side windows if valuables are in plain sight from outside the vehicle. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.